What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood digital detox guide. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, where we are on a mission to reclaim our lives from the constant siren call of screens. Today's topic: creating a peaceful home environment, because let's be real, sometimes it feels like that inner sanctuary is invaded by blue light and notifications more often than not. Ever felt like you're constantly battling the urge to check your phone, even when you're trying to relax at home? You know that feeling when you walk into your living room, ready for some quality time with a good book or a calming cup of tea, only to find yourself scrolling through social media instead? We've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. We're diving deep into practical strategies to transform your home into a screen-free haven, a place where you can truly unwind, reconnect with loved ones, and recharge your batteries. Think of it as building a digital detox fortress around your living space. Get ready to level up your peace game. So, how do we create this peaceful sanctuary? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways. 1. Designate screen-free zones. Imagine your home as a puzzle and each room has its purpose. The bedroom should be for sleep and rest, the dining room for connection over meals, and so on. Treat your living room like a digital detox zone. Banish screens from these sacred spaces and encourage activities that foster genuine interaction, board games, conversation starters, or even a good old-fashioned book club session. 2. Embrace analog alternatives. Remember those things called books? Or how about playing a deck of cards or learning a new skill like knitting? These analog activities not only provide a welcome break from the digital world, but also stimulate your creativity and imagination in ways that screens just can't match. Think of it this way. Screens offer instant gratification. While analog activities demand patience and focus, they are like mini adventures that engage your mind in a whole new way. 3. Tech curfew for everyone. Let's be honest, sometimes the digital siren song is loudest right before bed. Ever scrolled through endless memes just as you were about to drift off? That blue light wreaks havoc on your sleep cycle and leaves you feeling groggy the next day. So, enforce a tech curfew an hour or two before bedtime, put away all those screens and switch to relaxing activities like taking a warm bath, reading, or journaling. 4. Lead by example. If you're the parent in the house, remember kids are sponges. They learn by observing your behavior. Show them that putting down your phone and engaging with real-life experiences is cool and rewarding. Instead of always reaching for your smartphone, initiate family game nights, go on nature walks together, or simply have meaningful conversations around the dinner table. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, this isn't about becoming a digital hermit. It's about finding a healthy balance that allows you to enjoy the benefits of technology without letting it control your life. Some days will be easier than others. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up, just acknowledge it, dust yourself off, and get back on track. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She was constantly glued to her phone, even during family dinners or movie nights. She felt like she was missing out on real-life connections because she was too busy scrolling through social media. Then one day, she decided to create a screen-free zone in her living room, a designated space where screens were banished and replaced with books, games, and cozy conversation. It took some time, but Sarah eventually felt a noticeable difference. She started enjoying family gatherings more because she was actually present. She rediscovered the joy of reading and having deep conversations. The peace she found in her home was like a gift, something she never realized she was missing until it was there. So, what are you waiting for? Ready to reclaim your peace and create a haven in your own home? Here's your takeaway action plan. Choose one room in your house and declare it a screen-free zone. Pick up an analog activity that sparks your interest, a book, a puzzle, a musical instrument. Set a tech curfew for yourself and everyone in your household at least an hour before bedtime. Remember, you have the power to create a peaceful home environment. Don't let screens take over your life. Tune in tomorrow for another episode where we'll explore ways to break free from digital distractions.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.